It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Two teenagers from a small Vermont town have been arrested on charges of first-degree murder. Robert Tulloch, 17, James Parker, 16. They had been sought in connection with the killing of a Hanover, New Hampshire couple, both professors at Dartmouth College. Tulloch and Parker grew up in Chelsea, Vermont, a town of 1,200 people. Dr. Andy Pomeranz, a psychiatrist who lives in Chelsea, was asked to stop by the high school and talk there with the students about the murder. And last night, he led a meeting for adults held at the United Church of Chelsea.
We wanted an opportunity for people in town to have a chance to talk to each other because so many people were being approached on the street and in their homes by the media. And we wanted people to be able to talk to their friends and neighbors.
What is your trepidation going into a meeting like that, or let me say your confidence about being able to open up the discussion and the dialogue? How did you feel about going in there?
Well, I was quite nervous. I didn't know what I was going to find. Often when tragedy strikes, many people will take it as evidence of something that they already thought was wrong. And I was my primary fear was that there would be a lot of tendency towards blaming and working out other long-standing agendas rather than facing up to the tragedy and trying to understand how we would deal with it. That was my concern, although those concerns were allayed within about 10 minutes after I arrived at the church.
How do you mean?
Well, I got there about a half hour before the meeting was to begin. I was surprised to see people already beginning to stream into the church, and I stood out on the steps and talked to people and said hello and recognized most of them. And I could, there was no feeling of that kind of conflict and angst on their faces and in their voices. They all seemed to be coming in somewhat inquisitive, not knowing what to think. The enormity of the thing that was causing them all a great deal of pain, and the fears that there would be a lot of conflict evaporated. So that relaxed me quite a bit.
People weren't saying, I gather then, this is evidence of something that's wrong deep within our community?
No, the question came up, and that's a very natural question for all of us to be asking. And in situations like this, anybody who's had contact with people involved is going to be questioning, you know, did I do something wrong? So certainly the community as a whole, particularly one like Chelsea, that is a small place filled with people who all know each other, questions its values, its assumptions, and questions its value as a community. So that did come up, and I think people dealt with that in a very thoughtful manner, and generally came to the conclusion that, no, this does not signify anything wrong with our community.
Did they ask you in a professional way how the parents should deal with the news and the discussion about the murders in talking with their own children?
Well, I clarified at the beginning that I was not there as a psychiatrist, but that I was there as a community member who believed in the community. My feeling was that the best way for the parents to be able to deal with the children was to feel solid themselves, to be able to feel secure and be able to deal with their kids.
How do you feel that your role would differ from that of a pastor in that church basement?
I'm not sure that there's any real difference. I know that when I did the assembly at school, and you have to keep in mind, I'm a geriatric psychiatrist. I don't normally deal with kids, and I was confronted with a number of, 100 or so kids. And we did that assembly, which went on for about an hour and a half. There were many very, very long silences, and many people came up to me after that and said that it was as though it was a religious meeting. Many who had been to Quaker meetings said it was like one of those. People felt that their spirituality was being very, very deeply tapped into.
Dr. Pomeranz, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Andy Pomeranz, a psychiatrist, he lives in Chelsea, Vermont.